Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Emerald Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national PR firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers to share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today, we'll be speaking with Lisa Jones, also known as the Connection to Clarity, an inspirational speaker and spiritual channel who shares her journey from corporate to consciousness and who inspires all who connect with her. She's author of the upcoming book, Art of Living Happy After the Loss of a Loved One, A Real Life Awakening. So today, we'll be talking about how to embrace your own spiritual transformation, no matter how skeptical you might be. Welcome, Lisa.
Hi, Stacey. How are you doing today?
I am doing great, and I know that you yourself were pretty skeptical during your journey that led you to writing Art of Living Happy. So how did you transition away through the skepticism from the corporate world and into consciousness?
Well, absolutely. And that's the whole point of the book, is actually my memoir of how I did come to this awakening and come out of my skepticism, because I was raised to be, you know, very mainstream. I became a certified public accountant and worked in the corporate world. I met and married a corporate attorney, and unfortunately, through a whole series of events where he was diagnosed with lymphoma and had a 7-year battle with cancer, I ended up having an angel reading, which, again, I didn't even know what that was when I first went to it, but it really opened my eyes to a whole new level of being in this world, and I just had to figure it out for myself. So I started channeling, actually, these messages only for me. I didn't tell anybody because, again, I was skeptical myself.
Right.
But it helped me so much through my husband's illness and finally his death, and then ultimately after his death, and helped me move forward with, I had 2 young children, and it just changed my life.
Right. I could imagine you doing this in private, right? Because you don't want friends and family. It'll be like, oh my God, what are you dealing? You've got a husband who is dying or what, right? With that experience, and you're trying to talk to angels. What are you, like, you know, you wacky? You know,
yeah, absolutely. That's why I really kept it very quiet initially, because I just could hardly believe it myself. But I mean, truly, between this is what kept me together. I had a weekly massage. I had a weekly therapy appointment, an occasional Xanax just to keep me sane. And then meanwhile, I would channel these messages from the angels, which were so loving and so beautiful and just gave me that little extra piece of wisdom and advice that I couldn't get from anybody else, even my best friend or my mother. I mean, nobody was providing me with that really grounded, heart-opening love that I so desperately needed during that time. And that's what ultimately became, you know, that's what got me convinced. And then when I started telling my friends, they would say, well, can you do a reading for me? And I'm like, well, sure, why not? So it just started to kind of unfold. And I ended up having to leave my accounting job and do this full time.
Wow. So now, is this how you really dealt with, obviously, the pain of losing your husband, but then, you know, after that, how you had, you know, 2 young children, you had to raise them on your own. Is that how you dealt with that difficult time and that transition?
Yes.
And just the overwhelming, I'm sure, just sense of overwhelm?
Well, right. And the grief, you know, the grief was what really, I think, so many people that I know, and I had gone to several grief events afterwards, you know, support groups and things.
Right.
But I really found, and again, everybody is entitled to grieve in their own way. But for me, I found being kind of, you know, I didn't want to get stuck in that piece of missing my husband so badly and not forward. And by connecting with spirit, and again, these messages that I would get were so, you know, they just wanted me to get out there and get moving. And I started taking Pilates and just meeting people. And the next thing you know, because I asked my angels to help me find another husband. And next thing you know, I met this amazing man who was exactly everything I asked my angels for. And he just came into my life. And then the next thing you know, I asked for a house that we could have together. And that showed up in our life. I mean, everything just started to unfold. And it was so amazing. So again, that's why I wrote this book, because it's so unbelievable, but yet it's a true story.
So now, how did you deal with, I know you said people started to kind of come around to this, and they
right.
were probably had that whole intrigue factor. They're like, "Ooh, I wonder if I have angels and what they're saying or what their messages
That's
are to
right.
me." But, right? Now, how did you, is that kind of what how you dealt with the skeptics, not just yourself, but other people as you started kind of letting them in on your little secret coping strategy and what was going on? You were just kind of feeding them what was happening, and they were so intrigued that it basically drew them in.
That's exactly what happened. And the thing was, is the messages, they would email me questions, and I would just email the answers right back. And they were so amazed by the answers I was giving them and the advice and
mm-hmm.
the details that there's no way that I could have known this. And so they started to believe. And really, they're the ones that kind of said, you got to do more and more of this. And so most recently, I just did an event. There were almost 400 people there, and I was bringing through
wow.
messages, and it ended up evolving into, it's such a beautiful gift, and this is obviously why I'm here. So that's why I'm sharing again. Like I said, the reason I wrote the book is to just allow people to see that everyday people can connect to this bigger world or bigger universe that's out there. And again, I call them angels, but whatever it is, your higher power, I believe that everybody can connect
mm-hmm.
to that and get just amazing advice.
Well, and that leads me right into that next question, Lisa. I was wondering if anybody can, and how do you do it? What do you do? You just like talk out into the air? Do you have to be outside? I know this kind of sounds like
no, well, I have a really
came out of me. I don't know why.
Yeah.
but seriously, like, how do you? Is there like a? Is there a? Do you tell people how to do it? I mean, I'm someone that's
yeah,
and, like a directions. Give me,
Yeah, it's a how to. I in
if
fact
I have directions.
That's right, and that's what I teach when I'm on stage. I teach people. I have
mm-hmm. an
easy three-step process, and the first one is to prepare. And it's just about really allowing yourself to sit quietly and not, be distracted by music or the TV or our iPhones. Again,
mm-hmm.
how often do
right.
we get the opportunity to just sit quietly? And then you ask. You just say, "Dear angels, what would you like me to know?" I write it down. That's what I do. "Dear angels, what would you like me to know?" Or, "Dear God, what would you like me to know?" Whatever it is that you can connect to. And then you listen. And that's where people, they think, "Oh, this is my brain saying this," or whatever. But
mm-hmm.
you just really
right.
need to listen. And you start writing. And the more you practice, you will be amazed, Stacey, at what starts coming through. Because, again, if it's not loving and beautiful and really helpful, then it might be your brain. But
yeah,
if it's information that, yeah, exactly. It's your own negative, that's your ego talking. But truly,
right.
you will be amazed at the wording and the messages that come through, because again, they're not ones that I would tell myself. And that's how I ultimately just began believing.
Wow. I mean, so anyone can do this. You take
anyone
the quiet
can do it.
Time, you prepare,
right.
no distractions.
Right.
You ask your angels what they want
right.
you to know in that very moment, and then you listen. Now,
and
how long? How long does it take? I mean, is this something that happens like right off the bat? I mean, obviously, I
it
think you
can.
Have to probably learn how to hear, how to listen.
Well, that's
and how
the
to
key.
Recognize.
That's the key. Right. It's really about, and I just suggest just taking 5 minutes, at the beginning. It's just about, it's really about taking that time to be quiet and allowing yourself to just really listen to those messages that are right there waiting for you. And that's the other thing is by asking, they are so helpful, or so wanting to help us. I mean, angels or
mm-hmm.
your guides or God or anybody that's beyond this realm, they so want to help us, but we really have to ask. That's part of the whole key. So, and then listening. And it's funny because it actually spells out your PAL, P-A-L, prepare, ask, listen. And so I think, whatever you like to call your pals, I call them my angels.
Right.
But it's an easy way to remember this little three-step process.
Yeah, wow. Well, I mean, do you have anything else you would like to leave our listeners with today?
Well, I would just love them to check out my website. It's artoflivinghappy.com. I'm actually pre-selling my book right now. It's going to be actually produced by Amazon in August. But right now, if you buy it, I'm going to hand sign it with any message you want, and maybe even a special message from the angels directly to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you get my 28-day soul coaching program for free, which is a $47 value. So it's a great time to go check out my website and sign up.
Oh, wonderful, Lisa. Thank you so much. And everyone, you know, if you want to learn more about Lisa Jones and her workshop, services, coaching, of course, that upcoming book, as she mentioned, Art of Living Happy, that website, once again, is artoflivinghappy.com. So thank you, Lisa, for a really fun and eye-opening interview. This is very inspirational. I hope this moves some people to open up their minds to something new.
Fabulous. Thanks, Stacey. It was great talking to you.
Well, it's our pleasure, and this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR and the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine, a diverse community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers that share helpful and perhaps even life-changing posts and podcasts just like this one. So please enjoy more posts on JenningsWire.com and discover bloggers that might be perfect for you. So till next time, bye-bye.